phone, and that's going to be Coach Jessica Moretti, head coach for the Mountain View Girls Basketball Program. Coach Moretti, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Doing really well. How about yourself?
We're doing great. Thank you for so much for taking a few minutes and checking in with us today. Coach Moretti, one of the things I want to touch on, another great start for the Buffaloes. You're off to a 7-1 start. And I'm just looking at the list of teams and matchups that you've beaten already this year. And pretty impressive. I used to think that, you know, the 3A, 4A switch, and there for a while I think this was true, but the whole this year it feels like the 3A is beating the tar out of the 4A, and your team is kind of one of those. If you wouldn't mind just touching on the first 8 games of your season and so, and how you feel like it's going.
Yeah, you know, it's funny you say that because early on in the season, you know, I'd made a comment to David Settle actually about 3A, 4A, and 3A is so tough, and I almost sometimes feel like, depending on the year, and this might be one of them, that, you know, the 3A, you know, it's a tough go, I feel like, and looking ahead at all the teams, I think it's going to come, you know, it comes down to some matchups and who puts it all together, you know, at the end of the season. So having said that, though, but our season is off to a great start. The girls have been working hard, playing hard, you know, really in tune at practice, you know, to make sure that we're, you know, getting where we need to at the right time. Because, like I said, when we're looking ahead at those 3A teams, that's what we're really preparing for, feeling like it's going to be even yet another step up when we hit that regional play, and we need to make sure that we're ready to go. And so, yeah, when we hosted, we had some smaller schools to start with, which is always nice. You know, it gets the girls to settle in a little bit, you know, helps trying to get rotations going, with a new crew. And then, you know, we went into the Flaming Gorge tournament. Unfortunately got off to a really slow start with Green River. I think the girls were a little bit amped up, a little bit, if you will, playing those 4A teams, in Green River, you know, with a loud crowd on a Thursday night. And so it was a little bit too late to catch up. And then, you know, we made sure we took care of the next 2 games against Rock Springs and Natrona. And then we always go over to Evanston. We kind of started that last couple years over Christmas break. And, you know, again, another tough crowd to go in on Friday night. Got all college kids home from break. And it was a great atmosphere, a fun atmosphere. Had a, you know, it was a battle, defensive battle the first half. And then the third quarter, the girls just settled in and just took care of what we needed to.
Coach Moretti, you talk about those great environments that you've played in, and you're at home tonight, and I got to say, I don't know that anyone has a better home court advantage than Mountain View does, and speak to that, and you guys hosting Thermopolis tonight, and what it means to play in Mountain View, because that's a huge advantage for you guys.
Sure. I'll tell you, we are actually on the road tonight at the Winter Classic in Rollins, but I'll talk about Mountain View playing because we host in a couple weeks. But you know what? I think Mountain View is the best place in the state to play. I know a lot of teams say they do not like to play there because the acoustics are not the greatest. I feel like there's been games, especially against, you know, our rivalry games against Lyman. You know, I have girls right off the sideline from me, 6 feet, 8 feet, and they don't hear me. You know, the crowd's loud. And I think it's fun for the crowd because the crowd's right on top of the court. And so I would say having any of our games at home are always an advantage for us for sure, mostly because the other teams kind of despise coming there, I think.
We always we have quite a bit of experience doing games there. We always call it the sauna. It gets really hot. It's usually packed in there. It's a great home crowd. The tradition of winning now over the last, you know, many, many years for Mountain View, you're kind of past that whole target on your back thing. You're more like the bar, I would say, at this point. Got some lofty goals and aspirations moving forward in the season. You got two of the top scorers in the state, as I'm looking here, from wildpreps.com. McKinley Covalo, 18 a game. Addison Hickey, almost 14 a game. but it's defense. And you guys have always been so tough at defense. But speak to maybe those two girls and the defensive effort of your team and maybe some of your team philosophies that have been so successful.
Oh, sure. So, you know, McKinley and Addison, they're fantastic leaders, both being juniors. And so that's what's really exciting about them. You know, I think when we talk about McKinley Covolo, she had a great season last year, really came on as a sophomore. And, you know, she has a hard job every single game. She'll get double and triple teamed, you know, and really having kids hang off of her. And so she really has to battle through a lot. And just is able to work and get things done. She was gone a couple of the games early. She was gone to the NFR. She's a rodeo kid. And so she had gone down there with her parents. But so the six games that she has played so far this season, of those six games, four of her games, she's had double doubles in. And so on the board. So she just works hard. She knows that, you know, that's part of her job is, you know, if she doesn't get it the first time, she might get a rebound and get a put back. And so she does a great job around the rim for us. And then off, you know, and even in practices off the court, she's an outstanding leader. I can't say enough about her, you know, and Addison Hickey, she's playing fantastic in that she just came off. Actually it was our last home game of the season last year. And she tore her ACL at the last game going into region before we went into regionals. And so she had to do a lot of physical therapy and, you know, off season work to get herself back ready to go. And she was ready to go as soon as season was. She met her goal of getting back. And you get to watch Addie. Addie is fun. she works her tail off. She's a competitor, probably one of the most fierce competitors I think I've ever had the opportunity to coach. She is not much that will slow her down in just that competitive side of her. And so, and she's skilled too. She's put, you know, extra time in when she can and, has become a very skilled player. And so, you know, and on the floor she does, she just, makes everybody step up to that competitive level and so, you know, that's nice to have that I don't ever feel like we ever get a lull in the game per se, a lot because of her energy that's on the floor.
Coach Jessica Moretti, Mountain View Lady Buffalo basketball this morning on the First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. Coach, who are some of the unsung heroes, if you will, on your team? Some of the girls that maybe aren't blowing up the box score, but are such an integral part to your team and the success of the program.
Oh, absolutely. First off, I would say Miley Michaeli. She's my point guard. She's a senior. And again, just another kid out there that just, is working to control the floor. And then just same thing, is always going, is always competitive. And, you know, I think she's averaging 8.5 points right now a game. She gets steals, she gets rebounds, she gets assists. She just fills her stat line up by doing all the little things that add up to big things. I think the other one I would say that's a constant would be Charlie Porter. She can play a guard for me. She can play, a bigger guard for me. She can play a post for me. And so while she's very versatile, she does an outstanding job. And I like that she's able to also, you know, guard up, not only play offense, but also defense. Post guard as well. And so she's doing an outstanding job too. You know, and then I've got a couple other seniors, Kate Walker and Kalia Pitts, who are stepping in and giving some really great minutes as well. I think the list goes on. I have some other kids that we just keep working with, and we're hoping those girls are going to just kind of settle into whatever their role is that we need for them this season. And while they might not be big minutes or big parts of it, those little parts add up to big things. And so, you know, we're really working on making sure that we get kids in the correct role at the right time.
Obviously playing at the Winter Classic this weekend, but moving forward to kind of jump into conference play. And to me, the game and the matchups that really jump out to me, at least on paper, the Pinedale Wranglers look really tough this year as well. And I know you don't have the luxury of looking ahead, but as you look toward that conference season, what are some things that you're expecting to maybe have to battle through?
Yeah, you know, you're absolutely right. You know, I think Pinedale, you know, there's this big flashing light around them that you just don't forget. And I think a lot of that is in Elin Bowers, in her, you know, just in her herself. She is a outstanding basketball player, you know, and it takes a lot to slow her down. And, you know, and I think she's got a couple of other good players around her that are continuing to develop that you can't look past as, you know, either. You know, they're smaller team, I would say, this year compared to Mountain View. And as you know, Mountain View, we've always had so many guards and we're a lot bigger team than we've been in past. And so, you know, we've got to be able to make the best decisions and correct decisions to be able to handle those smaller teams, that out of Pinedale, that out of Lyman. And, you know, while we have the size, you know, we got to make sure that we handle the ball well, break presses, and, you know, and can get settled into that half court. Because my anticipation is that those teams with guards, I know, you know, the route I go when I have smaller teams, we're going to press and try to keep them out of the half court. And so those are things that, you know, I anticipate. And then even looking at Lander, you know, Lander is a team that I think is up and coming as well. They have a sophomore big that I think, watching her last year as a freshman, I was flat impressed with her. She moves really well, likes to attack from the high post, moving to the rim. Really, she's really hard to stop. She does a really nice job. And so, you know, all four of the teams in the Southwest Conference of 3A, I think it's the toughest conference in the state. And so we'll have a work cut out for us for sure.
Coach Jessica Moretti, Mountain View Girls Basketball Coach, thank you for your time. We always appreciate it and wish you the best of luck moving forward. Thank you.